This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation shot and killed a man accused of making violent threats against U.S. President Joe Biden. It happened in the U.S. state of Utah, which is located in the southwestern part of the country. The FBI says special agents were trying to serve a warrant at the home of the man when the shooting occurred. He had posted online that he had heard President Biden was coming to Utah and was planning to dig out a camouflage suit and his sniper rifle. He also made reference to a presidential assassination and made threats against others, including U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. While a meeting of ECOWAS nations is scheduled for Thursday to examine next steps in returning the elected government to Niger, there is now some signs of internal resistance as well. More from Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
A former rebel leader and politician has launched a movement opposing the junta in Niger, a first sign of internal resistance to army rule in the strategically important Sahel country. Risa Ajbullah said in a statement seen on Wednesday that his new Council of Resistance for the Republic, CRR, aimed to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum.
That is Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Niger's military junta did meet with two Nigerian envoys on Wednesday, offering hope for a dialogue before a summit with regional leaders that could result in military action to restore democracy. Six people have been killed by wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. According to the mayor of a Maui town, at least two dozen others were injured. There are multiple fires on the island.